Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hartman Show. It is a feisty Friday. Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show. She joins us now, courtesy of the John Shusakoa Banker Hotline. Shaletta, I hope that you are well. Why is it Feisty Friday? Like, what's so? Is it just because you always feisty or what?
All of it, and yes, I'm always feisty, and it's Friday, and I always send them off on the weekend, Chad and Dave, with my foot in their behinds. So it's always feisty and fun on Fridays. Fun and feisty for me, sometimes not so much for them. How you doing?
You like the fight, it sound like.
I do. And it's so funny because, you know, I used to write for the Star Tribune. I don't write for them anymore. And one of my editors was like, you know, you could always do a kinder, more gentler column. And I said, well, you know, I'm from Texas. And I don't know if you know this guy. His name is Nolan Ryan. And, you know, he was one of the best pitchers of all time. And anytime he would pitch and, you know, he'd go into the locker room and he'd always have the ice pack on his shoulder because every time he got up on that mound, he was giving it all he got. Right?
Yep.
And so anytime I put a pen in my hand or there's a microphone in my face or there's a keyboard in front of me, I'm going to give it all I got. And when I'm done, I'm going to need ice. And whoever's in the way is going to need some ice, too.
Oh, I
hear
you.
That's how I roll. Okay, so who's barbecuing? Because
no, I was going to ask you that. Me and Josh were going to ask you that. Like who's doing the cook? I mean, I'm not doing nothing. I'm working.
Oh, my God. I am so mad at all of us because, you know, it used to be meat prepping and barbecue and grilling and charcoal and lighter fluid and wood chips and, you know, folded chairs and red Kool-Aid and family and friends and neighbors and nothing. I mean, we would ride down the street in some neighborhoods and you could smell the barbecue. You could see the smoke coming from the backyards of your neighbors. My neighborhood smells like Febreze. I mean, I don't smell nothing. I don't see no smoke. Nobody's outside. I mean, nobody's barbecuing, and myself included. And so I'm like, where is the sense of the community? Where's the good neighbor who's got good ribs on their pit? Like,
I think they're all relying on you, Shaletta. That's the deal.
We are all messed up because I called my cousin Jeff, Tanya Bransford's husband, and I was like, where are you going? He was like, I'm going over to somebody's house. I got nothing. I called Reverend Marsha Pitts Phillips, Deacon Earl, her husband. Phillips, I said, what y'all doing? Oh, we having some renovations done at the house. We're just going to eat yogurt and cereal.
Yogurt?
I call Angela Like and David. Okay, Angela and David, excellent cooks. Okay, you go over their house, you got to spend the night. They cook so good. These are the last people that I know other than my mother still frying gizzards. And gizzards is one of my favorite meals. Nothing.
You don't know about no gizzards.
You better hush.
You don't know about them gizzards and livers.
You know I'm back on the whole stroll. So if I find me a man that can cook gizzards, I'm giving him a ring. That's all I know. I'm giving him a ring. I'm going to get down on one knee. I'm going to propose if I can find a man.
What's the last establishment that you've been to that serves gizzards and livers?
It's a little grocery store in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where my father was born and raised. You know, you buy your groceries up front, but in the back, there's a little lady. She may or may not wash her hands. That rag that she uses to wipe off the counter, she takes in the bathroom with her. I don't know what's going on with her and that rag, but I know those gizzards are the bomb.
Listen.
And I try not to look, but they are delicious. And when you walk in the door, the smell will carry you all the way to the back of the store. So you got like
hey, listen,
fried turkey legs and stuff like that.
You talk about delicious gizzards and livers. I'm going to tell you this right now. Every time, and you know I go to Kansas City on the regular.
Yes.
Go chicken go. Oh, in the words of Shaletta. In the words of Shaletta Brundage. Ooh, baby. Oh, man. Those gizzards are off the chain.
I always get
a half and half, a box for me, a box for my pops. Oh, my goodness. Off the chain.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go because when I go to Kansas City, I usually go to this place. I told you about this because I was mad because I thought you knew about it, but it was a new place called Chicken Waffles. And they've got churro waffles with ice cream on it. They've got all kinds of waffles, and they've got chicken wings, and they've got all kinds of sauces. And so you can have chicken waffles. It is the only place other than Raising Cane's and Olive Garden where I could take my whole family and everybody eats.
Really?
You know how you got kids and they're kind of picky eaters? Everybody
now,
eats
I don't know about that.
At chicken waffles. So when you go back to Kansas City – and you go to Go Chicken Go, you get your thing, go buy Chicken Waffles because that place is amazing.
Look,
We found it on accident.
There's two places for me that I always hit up when I go to Kansas City, and I go to Kansas City about four times a year. I always go to Go Chicken Go, and I always come back with some Blue Bell.
You know that's my jam, and you are long overdue for bringing Blue Bell.
I brought you Blue Bell a year ago, so don't even play with
me. Yeah, and Matt, sir, how long do you think that lasted in the house with six people? I just need to know.
I'm just saying. Don't say I didn't look out for you.
You said four times a year I should get 4 gallons of Blue Bell.
Now you tripping.
From Uncle Henry.
You know how much Blue Bell is nowadays?
Oh, my God. You got to get a payday loan. Yeah. I'm like, my God, today, Jesus, why? And what are y'all doing? Are these cows a premium? What's coming out of these cows?
They trying to make that
money. Y'all got to charge this much.
They're trying to make that money back from when they had that salmonella situation. Remember they had that little situation?
Little outbreak.
Yeah. Okay, remember they had that outbreak? That was about 8 or 9 years ago now, but yeah, they're still recovering
from that. Yeah, they had to shut it down.
They had to shut it down. Hey, let me ask you this, because you're from the dirty South. And my family's from the dirty South. What you think of this weather? I'm good with this weather. I'm not sitting here saying, like, I'm going to be outdoors the entire weekend. But the hot temps doesn't bother me. But then again, and I preface this at the start of the show, I'm not somebody that's into landscaping. I don't have to work in the elements. But I like it. I like to be out when it's hot.
Okay, so you don't have kids. And put that in there, too, with the landscaping and the working outside, because that's a factor. Like, my kids don't want to be in the house. They want to go outside.
Oh, okay.
And so they want to go to the splash pad, right? Now, Eden Prairie's having their 4th of July festival. We have a splash pad here in Cottage Grove. And so they got their – now, this is how I know they want to do it. They got the swim shoes and the goggles by the door. And my daughter's been walking around with her bathing suit on. And so I'm like, okay, I got to get them to the splash pad. Now, when they out there splashing, mama is going to be sitting on the sidelines baking. So, you know, I can't keep them in the house all day. So either we go as early in the morning as possible or
don't get
as
your tan
late
on.
In the evening. As possible. Sir, I can't. I was born with the tan. I'm good on tan. I got
my tan is better than yours, though.
Yeah, now you are right about that. But I don't feel like being baked, you know, and then if I get out there with them, you know, they're in middle school now, Uncle Henry, and so their mother is borderline embarrassing. So if I put my bathing suit out And I get out there with them at the splash pad. They are all of a sudden mortified and embarrassed. And so I can't cool. There's no way for me to cool off. So I just have to sit there and be hot while they have fun and be cool. And that's a sacrifice that parents make. You know, heat stroke is one of the sacrifices that parents make.
Hey, listen, I said this earlier to start off the show. People have to be cognizant of the heat, and you got to stay hydrated. I got a gallon of spring water here, and Josh can, and he can attest to that in studio. This is super cold, because earlier I texted him. There was a live shot with Rez Chapman. Rez Chapman was doing a live shot at the farmer's market. Oh my goodness, that brother was baking.
I
mean,
you know,
and I ain't talking about just baking in the sun. I'm talking about he was like baking.
My God.
And he texts me back. He says, I'm on fire.
I know he is. And you know, when that heat is like that, there's really nothing you can do.
Yep.
You can put on hats. You can put on breathable fabric. You can have your water. It is still going to be oppressively hot. So, you know, if you got to get out there, like I take my kids and I make sure that I have my watch. We're not going to lose track of time. You got 20 hot minutes. And have your fun, and we're going to get back in the car so I can cool off at the house. We're going to stay hydrated, but we're going to do it a little bit at a time. So where I would normally, if it was like 80s, you know, 70s, go out to Eden Prairie, I'm not going to make that drive from Cottage Grove to go all the way out there. We're just going to, you know, hang out and visit a splash pad here.
Yeah.
So that we can, you know, be close to the house, because even with the splash pad, even with the fun, even with the water, especially with young children who are having fun, they won't say, oh, excuse me, Mom, you know, I'm about to have a heat stroke.
No, I hear you.
You know, you just won't know. So we just got to be extra careful, because you know what? I haven't paid my premiums yet, and my deductible hasn't been met, and I just don't really feel like, you know, forking over a whole bunch of money at the emergency room because I let my kids stay outside too long.
I hear
you. I really want to do that today.
We're talking to Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO on the Chad Hartman Show. She's joining us on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. We're going to take a brief pause, come back, more with Shaletta, because Shaletta is from Houston. And there's something that folks from Houston should not be doing. We'll get to that next here on the Chad Hartman Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Harbin Show. It's a Feisty Friday with Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show, each and every Saturday. You doing a show tomorrow? I'm assuming you are.
No, I'm
You're
off
not?
Tomorrow. I think.
What do you mean you think?
I think Josh used to be my producer, and he would tell me, hey, Shaletta, you have a show. Hey, Shaletta, you don't have a show. I better go look, huh? I don't have any guests lined up. Josh.
You might have to work for extra hours. Let's look at the old schedule, see if you have a show tomorrow.
Please, because that would be important to know.
Mr. Stevie T's in tomorrow, 12:30.
Okay, so Stevie T is
thank
in.
Thank you, Stevie T. Praise the Lord for Steve.
And Stevie T.
That's my work husband right there.
He is, and he's in for me tonight on the Lake Show. So Stevie T is holding down the fort for everybody here.
He is a
true team player. Yes.
You know what? I love working with him. I really do. And he's one of the reasons I miss coming into the station. You know, when COVID happened, mm-hmm. you know, we all had to go to our neutral corners. But before that, we were all in the station. We were bumping into each other. We were sharing ideas. And, you know, I would always, he would always come on after me. And, you know, just in passing and sharing the last segment of my show with him, you know, we would always chat and talk. And, you know, anytime I had an issue, whether it was with the kids, because he has a special needs child, or, you know, some kind of something or another at home that was broken. I tell you, that man, he's the best work husband I've ever had, ever, ever. So I miss seeing him. I miss seeing him at least once a week.
All right. So
it was his birthday yesterday, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm derelict in my work wife duties. Let me send him something.
Oh my God. You better send him a text right now.
So
you're proud to be from Houston, right?
Very, very, very.
All right, there's something that folks from Houston can't do, okay?
What?
Well, one thing that I love about Houston is there's so many amazing people that have come out of Houston, people that represent Houston. I think that Beyonce represents Houston well, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing folks in Houston can't do is y'all don't be claiming Drake. Don't be claiming Drake. Mr. I got fake abs. Have you seen this foolishness with this fool's stomach?
No. What is
he has fake abs. So first off, it came out in the beef last year when Kendrick Lamar killed him on wax. Destroyed him on the microphone. He let everybody know he not like us. He, in the track, in the diss track Euphoria, Kendrick Lamar exposed Drake, who is beyond rich, right? Like, this guy got a jet. He's got, I think he legitimately is worth like $500 million. But anyway, Drake was using a machine to do, like, it's some sort of weird, it's called ab etching, and
really?
it's like a liposuction type. And look, I get it. People get cosmetic surgery done. I totally get that. And I know that people will say, well, hold on, when women do it, you don't complain about it, but when men, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's a difference between a man and a woman doing it, but that's just me. Cause I feel like women give birth, do all these other things that men don't do, but that's for another conversation for another day. But he was exposed, you know, in that line where he says, tell your core audience where you get your abs from. This fool, after all the heat and went through, and now he's trying to sue somebody. He posted one of those thirst trap type of pictures early this week, and people can see on the picture that the abs don't match the rest of his body. And you can tell that the abs are just, they're not real. Like, he's had body work done. So, my God.
It's like wearing a bad wig and trying to flip it and all of a sudden you can see underneath.
And now everybody's clowning him. So I'm just telling you, Shaletta, as a proud, what do you call you guys?
Houstonians.
Don't claim Drake. Please don't do it.
I'll get back to the delegation and let them know.
No, I'm just saying you need to put in that call to Jay Prince and let him know. Look, no. Tell you, come get your boy.
In the group chat.
How embarrassing is that?
That's like your church wig falling off when you on program. Or who was that singer whose teeth fell out of her mouth this week? There was somebody. Josh looked that up. There was a performer, like a major, like country star.
Oh no,
star or somebody.
It was Leanne Rimes.
It was Leanne Rimes. Oh my God. See, this is the thing. I think this is Cat Williams said this was going to be the year of exposure. And I believe that a lot of people are being exposed right now. So Drake's fake abs, Leanne Rimes' teeth, Naomi Campbell walking the catwalk, fell down. I'm telling you, I'm just waiting for somebody's good church wig to fall off.
I don't understand how a person could be that rich and get like I would be in the gym every day. Like I'm already somebody that loves and dedicates
right, you're a
lot.
Person, right,
oh, I love
right.
Lifetime Fitness is like my second home. I can't imagine
money like that. You don't. You can take shortcuts.
But why?
You can take shortcuts.
Why?
Because when you are that rich, you think the rules don't apply to you. Like I saw it during COVID. Like when Kendrick Lamar said they're not like us. Really, they're not. Like these rich people didn't think that they could ever get COVID. They thought that, you know, making sure that you stay home and wear a mask and all these other things, that was just for regular people. Like, they were trying to skirt the rules. They were still trying to do stuff because all their lives, and especially with an excess of money, rules and structure and policies and procedures, that applies to them over there. That doesn't apply to me. And so the same rule applies here. Those rich folks who still wanted to go out during COVID and have parties and get on the jet and not follow the rules and get everybody else sick are etching their stomach with the stomach itching.
I just don't get it, man.
To Lake's point, though, like if I have the money that Drake has, I'm making my own gym. Because one of my my number one biggest thing with going to gyms, I don't like having everybody around me look. Like, I feel like the world is looking at me. I want the gym to myself so I can do my thing and be
done. No. We know he's got a gym.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm with you. I'm supporting your point.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that we know that he has all the money in the world. There's no way, mm-hmm. and it's not like we've ever been to Drake's home, but there's no way he's got that big-ass mansion.
He's got gyms and basketball courts and swimming pools. Oh, okay. So I have to tell you something. I've started doing something this week. I started walking. I'm trying to get healthy.
Okay.
The girl is 53 years old. I want to be around and see my grandkids, right? And so I also, you know, just my pastor said, you know, you just need some time. Go 30 minutes on the track without the kids, without the phone. Just walk. You know, the world is not going to implode because you left the computer. Just go and walk and just clear your heart, clear your head, talk to the Lord. Just get away from the house. And Henry, can I just say, I was out there all wrong. There were some other people on the track. I'm trying to talk to them. Hey, what's your name? How you doing? You live around here? And so by the
Yeah, you was doing too much.
They were looking at me crazy, and I was like, they looking at me all funny, I wonder. And I started checking myself. I was like, is everything in place? Nothing's odd, nothing exposed. Okay, I don't know why they're looking at me. And then somebody else would run by me, and I'm like, hey, you come out here all the time. You got kids. We should do a play day. You want some of my children's books? And so by the time I went around the track a couple of times, like nobody was there. They had all left. And so the next day when I went out, I guess maybe they have a group chat that I'm not a part of yet because I'm new to this whole walking / running thing. But nobody was there when I was there. And then the third day I went, a guy was coming, and then he saw me, and then he left. So I think the word is out in the CG that if you come to the track with me, be prepared to talk because I'm ready to make new friends. But apparently, and you didn't give me the memo on when you work out, you know, the protocol and stuff. I'm out there like the bar. I'm out there like I'm at the bar. I'm trying to meet new friends.
First off, since you last see me, your boy didn't drop 15 pounds. Like, I'm killing the game right now.
Okay, you got to get Josh to show me a picture. Okay, and the reason that I'm working out is because those 15 pounds you lost, I found them.
Oh,
I found them in my butt. I found them. The 15 pounds you lost, I must have
you got them glutes now.
The last time they worked. Yeah, I found them. Yeah, I found them. And you know what? They brought friends with them. Yeah, they came and they brought some friends. And so that's why I'm walking and trying to eat right, because I don't want to be anybody's fat.
Well, don't pull a Drake.
I don't want to be.
Don't pull a Drake.
Hey, real quick. Let me get some money.
What side of town are you? Invergrove?
I'm in Cottage Grove.
You're in Cottage Grove. Okay, Cottage Grove. Okay. All right. Now, I'm just curious because I've actually hit up a gym out in Rosemont.
Oh,
A couple times. They got a brand new Lifetime out there.
Fitness in Woodbury, but here's the thing, though. It's right across the street from Raising Cane, so it's really defeating the purpose.
Wait.
So I can't come out of Lifetime.
You're not by Woodbury, are you?
Raising Cane. Yeah, I'm one check away. I'm one good paycheck away. If General Mills come on through with this contract, if Bill Pollard write this movie about my family, I'm going to Woodbury. But right now, I have Cottage Grove money. Uh-huh. But if I get one more, if I hit that lick one more time, I can get to Woodbury.
Sometimes I'm at that location right there on Radio Drive. Sometimes I'm out there.
Yeah, that's it. Right across the road. Let me know, because I'm always at Raising Cane's. Not always at Lifetime Fitness, but it's right across the street, so we can meet in the street.
Hey, Shaletta, hey, I appreciate you joining the show today, as you always do on the Chad Hartman Show. Have an awesome and blessed weekend.
You too. Love y'all.
All right. Talk to you later. That's Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show. She's not doing her show tomorrow. Stevie T is, though.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, let's talk about, a place that's super popular last night. It's popular right now. First post was at noon. Jeff Madej from Kennedy Park.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hartman Show. Henry Lake in for Chad on this 4th of July. And one great place to be on the 4th, they did fireworks last night. They got a jump on everybody else. But it's always enjoyable to be at Canterbury Park. Can't be there because I'm on the radio right now. But Jeff Madej, he is there from Canterbury Park. They have their live racing started today at noon, I believe. And he joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. First post today was at noon?
Actually, we started at 1.
Started at 1. Okay.
Yeah, they're just heading to post for race 2 now. So it is steamy out there, but in Shakopee, there's a really nice breeze, so that does make it feel much cooler. But heat's always a concern with outdoor events. All weather is. And, you know, we did lose a couple of days 2 weeks ago during that real extreme heat. You know, 105 is kind of the heat index, is kind of our cutoff, and it was 109 that weekend. So today, no problems. We're up and running. And, you know, we do take a lot of precautions. The trainers do. The veterinarians do with the horses. You know, they give them electrolytes. There's ice. There's water. Shorter post parades, things like that.
So. Yeah, I was gonna say that, you know, today is a hot one, and there is a heat advisory. So people that are making the trek out to Canterbury Park, they need to, you know, exhibit some caution and stay hydrated on a day like today.
That is the key. Stay hydrated. Get inside. We've got a lot of free indoor seating as well as outdoor seating, so you can always stay cool here. And there's a lot of families here. This is kind of like a Sunday on a Friday with the holiday racing. So it's a lot of families having a good time, and we're fortunate to be open and running.
All right. So now, how many races today on the card?
Today is a 7-race package with some wiener dog races tucked in between, a hot dog eating contest, a giant pig race. So there's a little bit of something. Those are non-parimutuel events, Henry. And you might be able to wager on someone, but you know, in the hot dog eating contest, if you look around. But it's a lot of fun for the family. So this is really always the 4th of July. At a lot of events like this, baseball games, horse racing, it is kind of a family outing.
All right, so let me bring this up, and I hope that I'm not – I feel like I'm going to touch on something that is kind of sentimental, but, you know, earlier today we had – I've talked to Joey Chestnut on the radio multiple times. I talked to him – I had him in studio once years ago when I was in Kansas City. But I feel like years ago – the gentleman that continued to win those hot dog eating contests, Gus, did Gus pass away? He passed away a few years ago, right?
Not that I don't think that he did.
Really? He's still alive and kicking?
I think so. John Mickelson was going to check on that for me. I'm not positive, but we haven't seen Gus here in the contest, but he was a showman. He won this every year and would just put 100. He'd be down there signing autographs. I think that was the one day that he waited for every year was that hot dog eating contest. But I think Gus is still around. We just
really? No, dude, you got to get to the bottom of it. See, that's a mystery. Where's Gus been? Like, to me, like, that's reality TV right there. We need to do a special.
Yeah, maybe he just retired a champion. I don't know.
Oh, man, me and Fox 9 got to get on that, man. I'm telling you right now. Hey, before we go any further, well, first off, last night, talk about last night. Sounds like you guys had an amazing crowd last night.
We did. We had about 14,000 people here. We started racing at 4 o'clock. We ran 10 races, and it was followed by – we had Boogie Wonderland, the band, out here playing. And then we had fireworks right a little bit after 10 o'clock, and they're right overhead. And it's become a super popular day here for us, and one that we look forward to, a lot of people look forward to, and they leave talking about the fireworks. So we started that the July 3rd bit. I don't know. It's been a number, probably 15, 20 years ago. And it just worked, and it's people always ask about it every year if we're doing it again, and of course we do. So it was a success.
Yeah, we're talking to Jeff Madej from Canterbury Park here on the Chad Hartman Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and just say congratulations, man. I saw the news that you are part of the 2025 Hall of Fame class at Canterbury Park, man.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been here 31 years now and done a lot of different things. And I did not see that coming. I'm on the Hall of Fame committee, and they kind of snuck around behind my back and made it happen. So I'm grateful, but it does feel strange, you know, to me because I'm not done. I'm not near the end of it. At least
are they trying to signal something to you?
I don't know. I mean, my parking spot might be missing the next day. I don't know. I'm concerned about that, but I am grateful because it's, it's been a labor of love here. And, you know, it came in, like I always say, I started 31 years ago and I told people I got a job at Canterbury, came back to town, like a lot of people in the business left. And, you know, people would say, well, that's great. You got a job now. What are you going to do next year? So, you know, because no one thought the track had closed and reopened. No one thought it would survive. And 31 years later, here we are, and we're successful, and we're growing, and the area around is being developed. And it's just, it's been a success story. And every day I come through the doors, I appreciate it. It's a place I've never considered to be work.
Yeah, I mean, acknowledging you, you're worthy of it, clearly, because, you know, when we talk about the things that happen for certain businesses to be successful, when people go to places and everything looks so smooth, it looks smooth because of the work that people do behind the scenes. And you are one of those individuals that makes everything go at Canterbury Park. So for you to get this acknowledgement, I think is awesome. It's well deserved. You've earned it. And you're one of the reasons why Canterbury Park is a successful, fun place for people to be. And you put in the hard work, man. So you truly, I'll say this from me to you, you're appreciated all the work that you do.
Well, I thank you for that, Henry. It is good to be recognized on occasion. Not something I seek. I would rather be behind the scenes, and that's usually where I am. But been able to surround ourselves, and you know how it is. It doesn't matter what business you're in. You surround yourself with good people, with talented people, and you end up looking pretty good yourself. And that's been my secret.
Yep. Anything of note that the listening audience should be aware of that'll be happening in Canterbury here for the rest of the month of July? Because you know, this is always a fun weekend. It's a big weekend. I feel like people tend to do their best in getting to Canterbury in July. In August, I think that we all, and this is all of us, not just people that love horse racing or love the track or whatever, we all get a little bit out of our comfort zone, and we all dive into going over to the great Minnesota get-together. So I think that a lot of people focus in August on getting over to St. Paul and being a part of that as opposed to going to some of the other places. But anything in particular that people should be aware of over the course of the rest of this month?
Yeah, for sure. And you're right. We're in that window right now where you got to take advantage of it because the state fair comes along and then come the Vikings and everyone's an afterthought, but we've got a 14-week.
We get distracted. We easily get distracted. Yeah.
Right. And school starts. I mean, there's just a lot of things. So we get, that's that sweet spot and we're in it right now. So we've got a 4-day week, next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon. Thursday is, and this, if you haven't been to the racetrack, Thursday might be the day to do it. It's $2 night, $2 admission, $2 beers, 2-for-1 hot dogs, all sorts of other things, events going on. I think we've got a DJ, things like that. Check the website at CanterburyPark.com. But we have 4 days, then we take an 8-day break, which is good for the horses. You know, it gives them a break, and then the trainers can kind of give them a little bit of rest and get back into training. We've got a rodeo that week, a 3-day rodeo, the 18th through the 20th. So we did that last year. For 2 nights, it was a success. So we added a 3rd day, a Sunday, and that will be fun. It's right out on the main track. There's seating. We bring in bleachers. You've got the natural bleachers that we already have in the grandstand. So that's a fun event. There's a concert one of the nights as well on July 18th that goes along with the rodeo. And then we come back to racing again. So, and there's some concerts mixed in as well. There's Killer Queen is at the end of July. We've got unicorn and llama races for the families. That mixed in between the horse races. That comes up at the end of July, July 27th. So a little bit of something. It's hard to explain everything that's going on. There's always the horse racing, and then there's the other events. But CanterburyPark.com is where you find all the info.
All right, before I let you go, you know, as much as I love you, Jeff, and you know that I do have a little bit of a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Because the bone that I have to pick with you is, look, you're one of my dear friends, man, and I can't have you holding out on me. I had no idea that the best glazed donut in Minnesota was right across the street at the donut hole. That place is amazing. You never told me about it.
No, and I don't eat donuts often, and it's not on my way to work. It's on the other side of Canterbury, but you're right. I've heard such good things about them. And maybe I'm going to make a point to go over there tomorrow morning and verify that this is true. But
there's
another little gem in Shakopee.
Game changer. Game changer. It's a hole in the wall. This is literally like the third time that I've mentioned this place this week. That tells you how much I've fallen in love. It's just all you – listen, it's one of those places where – when we talk about donuts, because the donut game, it can get very expensive and you got all these high-end this and that. No. A basic glazed donut, it is unbelievably soft and flaky and delicious. It's the best glazed donut in Minnesota, hands down.
I'm gonna make a stop there tomorrow morning.
I might see you tomorrow. That's how
There's
good
a
it
lot
is.
To do in Shakopee, though, that's for sure. There's a lot of things going on here, and that's another one. There's some good restaurants, some new restaurants. You know, you've got us, you've got Mystic down the street, Valley Fair. It's a cool place. Shakopee is really growing and really focused on entertainment, and that's the business that we're in here too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking a little bit of time away from the car today to join me here on the Chad Harbin Show. I appreciate it, man. Have fun at the track today, and once again, congratulations on being a part of that 2025 Canterbury Hall of Fame class.
Well, thank you much, Henry. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. That's Jeff Madej joining us here on the Chad Harbin Show. We'll take a break and wrap up hour two, and we'll do that next. It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to power up with GAF solar shingles and take 75% off of installation labor through July the 31st. Installed by local experts in storm restoration. It's 1:53. We're out today, not at 3. We're out at 2:30 because at 2:30 we've got Twins pregame. The ball game starts first pitch at 3:10 against the Tampa Rays. On the mound for your Minnesota Twins, one Chris Paddock. I have referenced the donut hole multiple times this week. What is your favorite sweet treat, Josh Wheeler? Mine, everybody knows my favorite sweet treat is ice cream. After ice cream, it would go ice cream, donut, cookies, then cake.
I would definitely be ice cream number one. Number two is cake. Three is probably...
I actually would go pie before cake, but they're both, I say same category, whatever.
Yeah.
Pie,
so,
cake, whatever.
Yeah. Ice cream, cake, cookie, and donut. Like, I'll have a donut for
really?
Breakfast. Like, I'm simple. Take... Like, I go to Cub Foods for my donuts. Like, I'm simple. I don't seek out too much for donuts.
See, I don't like cake donuts. That's my, I'm not a fan of cake donuts.
Okay.
I got to get the fluffy, you know what I'm saying?
I get it. Some people are against it.
But I'm not that much of a cake eater. You must live in Edina. You're like big on cake.
No. Nope. Maple Grove, so close. For sure, ice cream is number one. Donuts,
And Jason DeRusha.
Yeah.
The Maple Grove.
Yeah, we're the blue collar people.
The snobs.
Yeah. No,
I
cake
kid,
is
I kid,
okay.
I kid.
I think cookies. I'm more of a crumble guy. Like I had crumble yesterday.
It's gross.
Is it?
Crumble cookie is the most overrated cookie in the history of cookies.
That's a hot take.
No, it's not a hot take. It's an accurate take. Those things are, and you know how many calories are in one? Oh my God.
Yeah, but I'm not going for that late.
They got to put like 5 pounds of frosting on a cookie to even make it taste edible. Ugh, gross, dude. Oh, by the way, a texter had texted in earlier, and I do want to mention this from the 952. They had mentioned just an awareness thing for all the people out there listening that they should be aware of their pets in the weather, too.
Yeah.
That, yeah, it's hot, but make sure that you are aware that we're all as human beings dealing with the elements and how hot it is, but reminder that, like, it's hot out there for you, but it's hot out there for your pets, too.
Yeah.
So keep in mind it's your pets.
Put the old booties on the dogs when you're taking them out for a walk.
You got a dog?
No, but my wife is a dog person, and she's had German Shepherds that they always took their precautions when taking them for walks. They didn't even take them for walks on days like this because it's just not worth it.
Really?
It's just not. Just go in the backyard and play in the grass.
Have them be in the grass, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never had a pet, so I wouldn't know the protocols for all of that. So,
please, for the love of God, don't leave them to run into the store. Don't leave them in your car. Not on a day like today.
So let me. You know, it's funny that you bring it up. Text line. I want you to weigh in on this. 651-461-9226, and I can look at some of the texts on the other side of the top of the hour break. We know that you don't leave children and pets in hot vehicles. Is it okay to leave a pet, because you shouldn't leave a child in any vehicle anyway.
Correct.
Leave your pet in your vehicle with the AC on and it's running. Is that different? Is that different? Because I saw it. I'm not going to name the establishment, but I went grocery store shopping this past week. I came back out to the vehicle. I'm getting in my vehicle, and the vehicle, like, right by me, I could tell because I could hear the AC going, and, you know, the dog didn't look stressed or anything like that. But I was, it still felt a little bit weird to see somebody away from their pet like that. Text line 651-461-9226. Final 30 minutes of the Chad Harbin Show next.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.